Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Today we count day 23 of the Omer, 28 days until Pentecost. Written by Julie Hollett. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Sardis. This is the message from the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first, and hold to it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. Yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. The letters to the seven churches. The church in Sardis. This was not John's message to the church at Sardis. It was a message from the Lord Jesus himself. Only Jesus has the seven spirits of God, and only Jesus holds the seven stars. Jesus quickly condemns the lifeless state of the Sardian church. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. He calls them to repent of their sin and warns them of the judgment that will take place if they don't. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and you will not know at what time I will come to you. One author writes this: This refers not to our Lord's second coming at the end of history, but to a coming in judgment on that specific congregation. Furthermore, the warning is especially pertinent in light of the city's history. In centuries past, the Persians captured Sardis unexpectedly when they breached defences thought to be impregnable. Jesus warns the church that it will be caught in judgment unaware if it does not repent. Not every professing believer in Sardis was spiritually dead. Jesus knew this church, and he knew that there was a few who had remained faithful to him. Quote, yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. End of quote. Jesus knows their hearts. Those whose faith was alive, whose lives and practice matched their words, these ones, he declared, would live forever. More than that, he will never blot the name of such people out of the book of life, but will confess them before the Father. In spite of its current condition, Jesus offered hope to the church in Sardis. The church could experience eternal life if it returned to obeying his commands. Incidentally, there are no Christians in the area today, but archaeology offers that this church did in fact repent. A Byzantine church, which now lies in ruins, was built in the city hundreds of years after John's death. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I feel distant from you. My choices have not led me to the right places. I've listened to the whispers of the enemy instead of your words, and my heart is filled with shame and unbelief. I once walked closely with you, and my heart was tender to your leading. Little by little, I exchanged truth for lies, and deception has led me away from you. Instead of taking my thoughts captive and confessing them immediately, I allowed them to grow out of control. Repentance was not my first choice. Blame, cover-ups, or trying to reason and rationalize sin have been my default. These have only given birth to deeper entanglement with sin and a cold heart. Lord, forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I turn from my sin today. Root out the darkness in my life and fill me with your holy presence. Help me understand what went wrong and show me how these destructive patterns began. Why did I seek satisfaction and fulfillment in people, possessions, and ungodly pursuits rather than you? You are the only one who can truly satisfy my soul. Lord, I don't want to flirt with sin anymore. I don't want a loveless heart anymore. If my actions have wounded others, show me where and to whom I need to ask forgiveness or how to make amends. I don't want to pretend anymore. I don't want a reputation for being alive when the truth is I feel spiritually dead. Restore my soul. Lead me to walk in paths of righteousness for your honor and glory. Amen. Take a moment to reflect and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you.